Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program now, tonight, 9 Eastern, don't forget, part two of my interview, exclusive interview with Donald Trump. It's very comprehensive. We'll talk about President Xi, Vladimir Putin, their alliance with Iran and Saudi Arabia, this new world order, if you will. Also, I get Donald Trump's thoughts on Biden's cognitive decline and also his thoughts on whether or not Kamala should stay on the ticket with Joe Biden. Anyway, 9 Eastern tonight, but here's part of my interview with Donald Trump last night on Hannity. And part two tonight at 9 Eastern. Set your DVR for Fox.
As reported, as you know, you're facing a lot of legal challenges. In your opinion, does this help you or hurt you in terms of your chances to win in 2024?
Well, if you listen to the fake news media, it helps because they're all saying it's a scam. Even people that don't like me are saying this is a terrible thing to do for our country. I don't know whether it helps or hurts. I can tell you, in my opinion, it's a new way of cheating on elections. It's called election interference. What they're doing is, if they can't win at the ballot box, because I'm leading everybody by a lot in the polls, for every Republican, frankly, and every Democrat by a lot, including Biden by a lot. And they can't beat you that way. They're going to do this kind of stuff. This has never been done like this before in the history of our country to this extent. People are pleading with the prosecutor, don't do it. Don't do it. It's wrong. Even Democrats, even people that traditionally are not exactly my fans, are saying, don't do it, because I didn't do anything wrong. I did nothing wrong.
Let me ask you this then. And I thought about this last week. You were the president of the United States, and I saw your post on Truth Social, and I read the reports in the New York Times, and I saw pundits all over media speculating that you were going to be arrested. That would mean you'd be arrested.
A couple of weeks ago.
You'd be arraigned.
Yeah.
That there'd be a mugshot, you'd be fingerprinted, and maybe even handcuffed. Now, when you think about being at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and juxtapose it to that, how do you deal with that?
Well, I deal with it. We're dealing with very dishonest people. We're dealing with thugs. We're dealing with people, I actually believe, that hate our country. Last night I had a rally with tens of thousands of people. Like, the press admitted there were at least 25 or 30,000 people. That means you can double it, at least in Texas, Waco, Texas. And it was like a love fest. It was incredible. And at the same time, these are people that really feel that they've been hurt by the way this country is being run. Look at what, in Texas, as an example, in Arizona, look at what they're going through at the border. But that's really affected all that just happened to walk through Texas and Arizona. It's affecting every state in the union. It's affecting our country. We have people pouring. I mean, I predict at the end, because they're giving phony numbers, they're giving fake numbers. I predict at the end of the year, it'll be 15 million people. That's larger than New York State.
I'm going to get it. I'll get into the economy. I'll get into immigration, energy, and all of that in a second. These are important issues because the country has changed dramatically in just a little over two years.
It's true.
I want to ask you about this. You're dealing with three major investigations. Last week reports, I want to hand you two documents, and I'll explain what they are in a second.
Yeah.
So last week reports in the press, Alvin Bragg's office, the Manhattan DA, is in total complete chaos, disagreement regarding your case. Monday of last week, Bob Costello gives devastating testimony in terms of if you're looking for an indictment from the grand jury.
To then, the other side.
One of the letters I gave you is from February of 2018, yes. Michael Cohen's lawyer, yeah. And that was exculpatory towards you
totally.
And your company and the campaign. And lastly, TMZ had a report, they brought it back out that I saw, and it was in the Daily Mail, Washington Post, and the second piece that I put up, and put it up on the screen, is Stormy Daniels' denial in writing that you ever had a relationship.
Yeah.
So my question is this.
And denied it on many other occasions, too. I never had a relationship with her. I never had an affair with her. It's all made up.
So here's my question. So with all this information that came out in your favor, you talked about death and destruction. And then you, the baseball bat picture
yeah.
next to Alvin Bragg, and you did take that down. And my only question is, why open yourself up to criticism?
You have to understand that when the story was put up, I put up a story. We didn't see pictures. We put up a story that was very exculpatory, very good story from the standpoint of what we're talking about. And they put up a picture of me. And you know where I was holding the baseball bat? It was at the White House. Make America, buy America, because they did a lot of buy America things. And this is a company that makes baseball bats. Then they put next to that picture, a picture of Alvin Bragg. I didn't do it. They did it. The people that do the paper or somebody put pictures together. But I was holding a baseball bat in order to promote Made in America.
It wasn't on your post of Truth Social?
No. What they did is we posted the story, but they had a picture up. They then put a picture up. Or the picture was put up that nobody noticed or saw, or that nobody thought was bad. These were two separate pictures. I was promoting Made in America. You make these baseball bats instead of sending over to Japan and China and all other places where they're made. This was a company, good company, that makes baseball bats and other things like that in America. They took that picture from the White House and they put it up, and then they put a picture of Alvin Bragg up. I will say this with death and destruction. I didn't say death and destruction. I said, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I said, I'm afraid that if they do this, which is a fake prosecution, where my worst enemies say that he's totally innocent. I mean, I can't believe people that have never been positive to me or defended me, that don't like me, that are on the other side of the world. These are people that said, you can't do this prosecution. It will cause tremendous problems. I didn't say do something bad. I say I am afraid that people will do something because people are very angry about it. Look, here's a letter from Stormy Daniels saying we never had an affair. Here's a letter from a very highly respected gentleman, Stephen Ryan, a very highly respected firm, McDermott, Will and Emery. But Stephen Ryan's respected. He writes a letter saying everything I said was right, everything that his client, this is his lawyer, not my lawyer. And Bob Costello is one of the most respected lawyers anywhere in the country. He served in the government at the highest positions, all of that. He went in because he witnessed, he was a lawyer for Michael Cohen. He went in because he saw what Michael Cohen was saying. And he said, that's a lie. That's terrible what he's saying.
He was on my show last week.
I know that. And I thought he was amazing and fantastic. And he's doing that out of civic duty. He's not doing that for any reason. I don't know Bob Costello, by the way. I don't know him. I know he represents people that I'm close to in some ways. But I have to tell, I don't know him. I know this. He's a highly respected person. And he couldn't stand to see, this was his client, he couldn't stand to see this guy who's already a convicted, I mean, he's a felon. He's been to jail. And this is on stuff not having to do with me. His reputation is terrible. Now, before all of this happened, his reputation was he was a normal lawyer. So it made sense to use somebody like that. They always like to say a fixer. He was a fixer. They used that term. He was a fixer. He was a lawyer, but he was one of many, many lawyers that I used.
That letter goes on to say, in private, a private transaction before the U.S. presidential election, Mr. Cohen used his own personal funds to facilitate the $130,000 payment to Ms. Clifford. Neither the Trump organization nor the Trump campaign was a party to the transaction with Ms. Clifford, and neither reimbursed Mr. Cohen for payment directly or indirectly, and that they go on to say neither Cohen or his LLC made any in-kind contributions to you, your campaign for president, or any presidential campaign committee, and that he was not a government employee at the time, and the payment in question does not constitute a campaign contribution. That's their star witness.
He probably did that to ingratiate himself to me, because that would be maybe smart to do from his standpoint, but he probably did that to ingratiate himself. But if you take a look at that letter, that's perfect. Now, I will say, you also have other people that say it wouldn't have even mattered because there was still no campaign contribution, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the FEC, but you look at that letter and it spells it out, in my opinion, much more accurately. The FEC, though, has looked at this and turned it down.
The FEC, the DOJ.
DOJ.
The previous Manhattan DA.
Right.
And even Alvin Bragg originally.
He turned it down. And you know who else turned it down? Bob Mueller turned it down. Everybody looked at this. This thing's ancient history.
But let me be clear. So you did not post the picture of you with a baseball bat in the Oval Office next to the picture with Bragg. Somebody else did that?
I posted a very positive article.
Yeah.
And whatever picture they put up, they put up. My people didn't put up the picture. I think the picture maybe was either in the article or was put in the article later. But again, that was a baseball bat to promote Made in America, companies, Make in America. Don't go to Japan to buy.
But you know how it was interpreted.
Well, because that's the fake news media show.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
All right, let me ask you this.
They take anything you can say, anything you say, and they say the opposite. The Democrats are genius at a few things. They're horrible at foreign relations. They are horrible at policy. They are horrible at everything. They're good at a number of things, though. Misinformation or disinformation, depending on your definition, but both. They give misinformation.
I'm going to close this out, though, with this. And this is the last part about investigations.
Sure.
And that is Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to look into two issues. One of the issues is about the document issue, which has become a problem for Joe Biden. Mike Pence volunteered documents that he
had. Bigger problem for him than for me. He's
okay.
Got places.
Well, the biggest problem is probably for Hillary, if we're going to be
Well, if you want to go into that and the emails and everything else. But just, if I could, Joe Biden's got 1,850 boxes in Delaware. Think of that. 1,850 boxes. He also has boxes now in Chinatown. Now, they say he's getting paid off by China, and he's got boxes stored in Chinatown. He's got boxes at University of Pennsylvania, and he's got boxes strewn all over the floor next to the Corvette, his beautiful Corvette, right? And nobody talks about that.
He didn't get raided.
I don't know how you can talk about me when they don't talk about Joe Biden, because what he did is so bad.
So this is why I want to know the history here. My understanding, and correct me at any point if I'm wrong, is that prior to the raid, way prior to the raid, the FBI had access to the very room where they ultimately found the documents, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
We showed them the room.
And didn't they also call a day or two after and say, can you please put a padlock on?
They did. I understand they called my lawyer and we put the padlock. And by the way, they didn't say put a padlock on. They said, could you put another lock on? Because we already had it
locked
on
there.
Yeah.
Okay. So then my question is simple. Why didn't they take the documents that day, one? And number two, did the FBI ever ask to come back? Did you ever deny the FBI any access that they requested to come back to that room or any other room?
So the FBI was there. They showed them the room. I told them it was okay. Show them the room. I said you could show them the documents. You could do whatever you want. The FBI could have taken the documents if they would have asked. They didn't ask about that. The only thing they asked for was, could you put an extra lock?
Right.
It was under lock and key. This wasn't strewn all over the floor of a garage with a garage door that you can buy for $179 and you can cut it with the scissors.
Right.
This, and that was open all the time, by the way. You know, that door was open most of the time with the Corvette. This was a lock that we had, a good strong lock. They asked, could we put a second one? And then I don't know what the timing was. And then they come in and raid. We would have given them the stuff had they asked for it. But you know what it is? This is election interference. They're trying to make it look bad. Now, I think the raid on Mar-a-Lago did backfire badly on them. People are... I had people that weren't my supporters that are now supporters because of the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
But did they ever call you again and say, hey, can we go back to that room? Hey, can we have access? Did they ever do that?
Yeah, and I think we did. I mean, it'd have to be specific. I don't remember. Well, I think the lawyers, they did call the lawyers, and the lawyers gave them access to the room. They came
so
back.
They didn't have to raid?
They shouldn't have raided. Okay, the Presidential Records Act is very specific, and it had to do with Richard Nixon and all the problems they had with documents for years and years and years, and even before Richard Nixon. And it's basically an instrument said that it's not criminal in any way. It says you are going to discuss the documents. You discuss everything, not only documents, everything, about what's going in NARA, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to discuss it. You will talk. And if you can't come to an agreement, you're going to continue to talk. Now, Obama has big disputes. Bush has big disputes. They all have disputes. But I'm the only one they come after because they want to interfere with the election.
Well, that's why the question that was key to me is, like, they already had access. And I'm asking you if you ever denied them access.
I don't know why. I was shocked. I was called and I said they just raided Mar-a-Lago.
If they ever called you and said, can we have access to Mar-a-Lago and Bedminster, would you have denied them?
I would have said yes.
All right, quick break, right back. More of my interview from last night with President Trump. Don't forget part two tonight as the president talks about President Xi, Vladimir Putin, about Biden's cognitive decline, and whether or not Kamala Harris should stay on the ticket. 9 Eastern on Fox. Set your DVR. Quick break, right back.
The radio show the mainstream media loves to hate. This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash. No tooth fairy or piggy banks. No more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean. That's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi. My name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
All right, we all know what happened 9/11/2001. We lost 2,977 Americans. They lost their lives. Sadly, people are still suffering and still dying from 9/11 related illnesses even today. You have an entire generation that knows little to nothing about that day. There's only two states in the country that mandate K-12 learning. Now, that's why the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute, they're giving educators access to nonfiction 9/11 resources from K-12. Now, that means full curriculum units built around firsthand accounts with scripted social study lessons, activities, backgrounds for teachers, plus nonfiction Discovering Heroes. That's a series of books with their accompanying curriculum units. They have their mobile exhibit. It's a high-tech 83-foot tractor trailer that turns into an 1,100-square-foot interactive museum. It has 9/11 artifacts. They also have their Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships that are being given to program recipients' children that are exemplary high school students ready to go to college. Now, look, they're asking all of us, and all of us on Team Hannity are committed, and that is to donate $11 a month. That's like two trips to Starbucks. Anyway, go to their website. This is a great cause. They did everything for our freedom, and now we can help them. It's the letter T,
the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
So for 2024, should Republicans embrace early voting, voting by mail, and embrace the tactics of the Democrats and follow the ballot harvesting laws of their respective states?
Well, they're going to have no choice because we have to do it. But if you were running and you're like a nice, normal person who's doing a wonderful job, who wants to be a congressman,
I can't get elected dog catcher,
no,
Mr. President.
But what I'm saying
is, you agree with that?
No, I don't agree. I think you could get elected anything. But, and I think you do a fantastic job.
Thank you.
But if you were running for office as a person that's not very well known, I mean, the people know me. I think that's why I'm going up during this hoax that's taking place in New York and in, and with the boxes hoax. Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you look at me as an example with the boxes hoax and they don't talk about Joe Biden where he has 1,850 boxes of stuff?
Well, let's stay focused. I want to stay on this last part of this because I think this is really very critical. I mentioned Comey. No prosecutor would prosecute. Deleted emails, right? 33,000. Devices destroyed with hammers. SIM cards removed. Hillary's dirty dossier. FISA warrants based on that dossier. That was 2016. Now fast forward to 2020. Now you have FBI. They've had Hunter Biden's laptop since December of 2019. So now they had this thing since December 2019. They knew your lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, had a copy.
That's right.
So they knew it would likely be public. And they're, with the FBI is now telling big tech that this is likely going to be misinformation. That information then got censored across the board. Okay, explain that to me.
So it's massive election interference. They said they knew it was the whole thing with Russia because they knew by that time that the dossier, the famous dossier, was garbage. It was made up by Hillary Clinton and the Democrats and the DNC. The Democrats made it up. It was all made up. They took this thing and they sent it around to everything and it was totally made up. And now everybody agrees to that. Somebody should have been prosecuted for that. And you know what? It should be this group that does because now they have all of the information. Go a step further. They spied on my campaign. Do you remember I said a long time ago, you know, I hear that they spied on my campaign. And at that time, because truth is incredible, but at that time I was using Twitter. Now I use truth, although I have, they want me back on Twitter desperately.
Are you going to go back?
Well, we'll talk about that at some point. But so they go in and they are interfering. The FBI is interfering with an election. And I'd be willing to bet that the people that work in the FBI, the agents, you know, the various, I would bet I'd have 90% of that vote, too. But the top people, when you look at Comey, he was just terrible. Did you ever see the inspector? And I had to fire him. And by the way, I fired him very early. You know, you're not, a lot of people say you can't really go so quickly. You got to go through a process.
You're happy with Chris Wray?
But just so you understand, I put Chris Wray in because I wanted to have somebody in there that everybody, including the other side, really wanted. It may not have been the right move. Let's see. Time will tell, okay? But I wanted to have somebody in the FBI because I'm an honorable guy. I'm an honest guy. I may have made a mistake, but I put somebody in that the other side, everybody agreed to. You know who recommended him to me? Chris Christie, okay? He recommended him. And that's okay. I don't mind that. I've taken Chris Christie's recommendations before. And other people wanted Christopher Wray. And people from the other side wanted Christopher Wray.
But now Jim Jordan is investigating, though, if the FBI is politicized.
Yeah.
I've interviewed two of the whistleblowers. There's going to be, according to his committee, dozens of FBI whistleblowers. And they're also looking into the question, and you brought up these words last night, the weaponization of the Department of Justice.
Total.
So
total.
The question is, so they had the laptop since 2019. They could have easily verified it within days, I would imagine, with the technology advancement
they don't
and equipment. Okay. They knew your lawyer would likely leak it, and FBI agents are meeting weekly with big tech saying that that might be misinformation.
By the way, the lawyer couldn't leak it because they took it away from him. They took it away. And, you know, they raided his apartment, and they took a lot of the things he has. I don't know if they took that, but I think they took it away or they took parts of it away. But they raided a lawyer's, Rudy was a lawyer and is a lawyer and a good one. And, you know, Rudy's been proven right about a lot of things having to do with Ukraine and others. But one thing you have to say, lawyers, I always thought they were a little bit secret territory. In other words, if you're in litigation, the lawyer's never brought in. I have every time somebody wants to represent me or represent, and I have a lot of people that want to represent me because they think it's so unfair the way we've all been treated. But they end up getting called before grand jurors and stuff. They end up being sued individually. I say sometimes to a lawyer, are you sure you want to represent me? I think you're making a mistake. What do you need it for? I have plenty of people. The good thing is I have plenty of people with great spirit that do want to represent me. And we have some very, very good people. But think of it. Lawyers, for the first time, I've had lawyers that I've known for a long time calling me. They said, do you think this is changing now where lawyers all of a sudden are being sued for representing? Lawyers have to come and reveal every conversation with a client. I've got that with the boxes hooks. I'll guarantee you Biden doesn't have it. And what he did with classified information, you know, he has stuff, classified information when he was a senator. And I've watched senators, I've watched Democrat senators get on television and say, I can't believe that. Are you serious? I don't believe that.
I've known you for decades. The question. I can't imagine you ever saying, bring me some of the boxes that we brought back from the White House. I'd like to look at them. Did you ever do that?
I would have the right to do that. There's nothing wrong with it.
But I know you. I don't think you would do it.
Well, I don't have a lot of time, but I would have the right to do that. Right. I would do that.
There'd be all right, let me move on.
Remember this. Yeah. This is the Presidential Records Act. I have the right to take stuff. Do you know that they ended up paying Richard Nixon, I think, $18 million for what he had? They did the Presidential Records Act. I have the right to take stuff. I have the right to look at stuff. But they have the right to talk, and we have the right to talk. This would have all been worked out. All of a sudden, they raided Mar-a-Lago, viciously raided Mar-a-Lago. I have tape. And I gave them tapes. You know, I gave them tapes of storage areas. I gave it to them. I could have held that back. I wasn't holding anything back that I cared about. I gave them tape. But you know the tape they don't want me to reveal? If possible. They've asked me, and I've so far adhered to it. The raid itself.
Wait a minute. I'll take that tape, I'll air that tape.
Everybody would take that tape.
Well, I'm asking first.
But no, I have tape, but they think it might be dangerous because of the faces and everything else, and I understand that.
You can pixel them out.
But I have tapes of the raid. And the raid is terrible. And the way they treated people is terrible. And the way they treat people now is unbelievable. They ask innocent people, please go in and blah, blah, blah. The way they treat people, like they're a foreign country enemy.
The economy, I can't even say strongly enough, is in complete shambles. We have 60% of our country now living paycheck to paycheck. CBS News now says 25% of people in our great country are what they call food insecure, food that can't get bare necessities. Recession, record. Inflation, record. Our debt, our deficits. You know, why has this happened? How would you fix it? And would you have supported the bailout of Silicon Valley Bank?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
I had a lot of questions you're asking me.
I am.
I wouldn't have supported the bailout. The bank would have to get along by itself, and maybe they could have. What happened with the bank is interest rates went too high. And, you know, I had my own situation with Powell, and I beat the hell out of him. I was not a big fan of Powell. He was recommended by some people. I didn't like him. He's too interest rate happy. What you do is you get the oil prices down. That's bigger than interest rates. The only thing. And what happened is we took an oil and now we take an interest rates. Those banks failed because the interest rates were too high. They stupidly bought long-term treasuries.
10-year treasuries.
Well, they bought long-term, longer than that even. Mm. And they bought long-term and those treasuries got crushed because Powell keeps raising interest rates. But that's up to Biden. He's going to have to worry about that himself. You know, in theory.
How would you fix it?
Well, I would have done a big number on Powell like I did. I did a very big number. In fact, he wasn't budging.
He wouldn't have given up
energy. He eventually cut him so much that it almost caused a problem. People said, how come he's cutting me up? Cut him almost a point immediately because he thought I was going to fire him.
So, but now Joe has cut back dramatically on domestic production of energy. Now we're importing.
Not believable.
We're importing from Venezuela.
Yeah.
Saudi Arabia last year, their big oil company, made the most money they've ever made in history.
That's right.
I think it was over $167 billion. How much of that, because doesn't energy impact trucking? It impacts the price of goods in every store that we go to?
So when Biden came in, the first thing he did was end the Keystone pipeline that I got approved. Okay, it was all approved.
Well, no, he also gave Putin a waiver on the Nord Stream 2.
Okay, so Putin said, because everyone said, oh, I'm so nice to Putin. Putin said, if you're my friend, I'd hate to see you as an enemy. He told me that. I got along very well with Putin. By the way, I'd be able to work that out. It would have never happened in a million years. And even the Democrats admit that. But if this thing isn't solved by the time we have the election, which is possible it won't be, and there's also possible we'll be in World War III with these idiots that are doing what they're doing. You could end up in a nuclear world war, which will make World War I and World War II look like patty cakes, okay? This unbelievable, because we have people that don't know what they're doing. But if it's not solved, I will have it solved in 24 hours with Zelensky and with Putin. And there's a very easy negotiation to take place, but I don't want to tell you what it is because then I can't use that negotiation. It'll never work. But there's a very easy negotiation to take place. I will have it solved within one day, a peace between them. Now, that's a year and a half. That's a long time. I can't imagine something not happening.
The
key with that is the war has to stop now because Ukraine is being obliterated. You know, whether
there'll be nothing left.
Well, I looked at pictures of cities that are literally decimated. It's like complete demolition. I was in the construction business. You would demolish a building and it looked like hundreds of these demolition sites. There wasn't a building standing. And these are cities. For Ukraine, they were big cities, very big cities. Now, in Kiev, he hasn't really set the missiles in, but at some point he'll do that one too. There's nothing standing. The other thing is many more people are dead and horribly injured than they're reporting. You know, when you see missiles hitting 15 buildings and 15 buildings falling to the ground and they're big buildings, there are a lot of people in those buildings, and then they say one person was injured. These are phony reports. Many, many people are being killed that you don't know. But you'll see that later on.
So you'd prefer, if you were president, you think you would have a negotiated settlement.
And within 24 hours.
And we wouldn't no longer be ponying up all the money that, by the way, Western Europe is not doing their fair share.
What's unfair, and you and I have had this conversation, is that we're up to almost $150 billion. And Europe's at $24 billion. Now, it was the same thing with NATO. Don't forget, I got them to put up hundreds of billions of dollars. My first meeting at NATO, you know, I was just there, never did this before. I'm sitting with all these presidents and prime ministers, nice guys, 28 countries. And I'm looking at the charts. I say, could I see who's delinquent? Because they're supposed to pay. And they say, what do you mean by delinquent? They said, that's a real estate term. When you don't pay your rent, you're delinquent. Could I please see who has not paid? And of the 28 countries, 20 were not paid. They weren't paying. Mm-hmm. And I said, you have to pay. And if you don't pay, I'm not going to protect you. And the head of a very important country stood up and said, who was delinquent, said, could I ask you, if we don't, what you're saying, if Russia attacks us and we aren't paid up, you're not going to protect us? I said, that's exactly what I mean.
All right. By the way, so tonight we have part two of my interview with President Trump. He talks at length about the danger, this new, what I'm calling, axis of evil with Russia and China, what he thinks of Putin and Xi. We talk about his cognitive decline, and I ask him if he thinks Kamala should run with Biden. So we'll get to all of that tonight, 9 Eastern, Hannity and Fox. Also, Jim Jordan and Rand Paul will be on tonight. All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Now, tonight, part two of my interview with Donald Trump. Now, first of all, we also have Rand Paul and Jim Jordan on the show tonight, 9 Eastern, set your DVR, Fox News, part two of my interview with Donald Trump in person at Mar-a-Lago, his thoughts on Vladimir Putin, President Xi, this new what I'm calling axis of evil, this partnership with Iran and Saudi Arabia, what it means for the world. We also talk about Joe Biden and his cognitive decline and whether or not Kamala Harris should run with Biden or should he say bye-bye to Kamala. Anyway, set your DVR, that's 9 Eastern tonight. On the Fox News channel. We'll see you then. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back here tomorrow, and thank you for making this show possible.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, people ask me all the time, hey, what kind of gun should I get? I always tell them Henry Repeating Arms for a lot of reasons. They're made in America, family-owned business. They give you a lifetime warranty, over 200 models of rifles and shotguns that you get to choose from, all with the finest craftsmanship I've ever seen. Great performance, accurate right out of the box, and mine reliable ever since. Now you start by ordering the free catalog at henryusa.com. They'll mail that with two decals and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com.